Potato Printing. This book is by Robin Opie and Martin Smith. Look at the back cover of the book. Potato Printing. You can use a potato to make prints. You can make pictures with potato prints. This book shows you how. Let's find out. Potato Printing. Words by Robin Opie. Photographs by Martin Smith. This is how I made a potato print. I got these things. White paper, a paintbrush, water paints, 5 wedges cut from a big, long potato. I brushed the flat side of wedge 1 with paint. I pressed it onto the white paper 2 times. It looked like 2 eyes. I brushed the flat side of wedge 2 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper to make a print. It looked like a nose. I brushed one side of wedge 3 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper. It looked like a big mouth. I brushed the biggest side of wedge 4 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper in 2 places. It looked like 2 ears. I brushed the flat side of wedge 2 with paint. I turned it upside down and pressed it onto the paper many times. It looked like hair. I brushed wedge 5 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper here and here. I had made a picture. It looked like a funny face. I wonder what kind of funny faces you could make with potato prints. Perhaps you could make other kinds of pictures too. Can you remember all the steps to making potato prints? Let's read the book again. Turn to the beginning. Potato Printing. Words by Robin Opie. Photographs by Martin Smith. This is how I made a potato print. I got these things. White paper, a paintbrush, water paints, 5 wedges cut from a big, long potato. I brushed the flat side of wedge 1 with paint. I pressed it onto the white paper 2 times. It looked like 2 eyes. I brushed the flat side of wedge 2 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper to make a print. It looked like a nose. I brushed one side of wedge 3 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper. It looked like a big mouth. I brushed the biggest side of wedge 4 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper in 2 places. It looked like 2 ears. I brushed the flat side of wedge 2 with paint. I turned it upside down and pressed it onto the paper many times. It looked like hair. I brushed wedge 5 with paint. I pressed it onto the paper here and here. I had made a picture. It looked like a funny face.